Across central Wisconsin, people are tuning in and sounding off. Call in now. 715-845-2155. WSAU feedback on AM 550, FM 99.9. WSAU.
Good morning and welcome to Feedback. 6 minutes after 8 in the a.m. on a Friday, right before we get started off to a great weekend. Welcome to Feedback. We are going to talk about education a little bit this morning, at least for the first few segments, first few minutes of the show. And, of course, it is Open Phone Friday, so if there is something that you would like to talk about, feel free. 715-845-2155. For example, if there's something we talked about this week that you think we didn't cover enough, call us. If there's something we didn't quite get to and you think, doggone it, it's important, you need to run your show better, Mr. Mila, you call
there's
in.
There's no way that can be
you
possible.
You call in and we'll
no.
do it. 715-845-2155. All right, so the first segment, until you call in and take and wrestle control of the program away from me, is education. Now, first of all, I want to direct this segment to the individuals in the audience that have children approximately 5 years old. If you do not have children in that age, if you yourself were at one time 5 years old, you qualify to be a part of the conversation. I know that's a very small group of us, and it can be a little exclusive. If you have a five-year-old, or if you at one time were 5 years old, you can be a part of the conversation. The school system in Chicago has they've released some information about the curriculum that will be for their kindergartners, five-year-old. And, of course, it covers the basics, you know, reading and a little bit of writing and math and so forth and sexual education and that type of thing. And then, wait, what? Hmm? Yes, sex ed for a five-year-old. That's great.
I barely understood as a teenager, much less five years old, you know?
Dude, I'm not even sure I understand it now.
Huh?
Kindergartner, this is what's going to happen. The Chicago Public School System insists that the curriculum that they're talking about is going to use language that children will understand, and it's going to focus on topics like bullying, okay? No problem with that. I like that. Correct names for external body parts. And the difference between appropriate and inappropriate touching.
That's a little early for that. I think it's a parent's responsibility to kind of, when they feel it's ready, the child is ready for that, to do it themselves.
Yeah, you said two things there that are important. A, too early to have the conversation, and B, up to the parents. I believe every child, the parents have to determine whether or not it's too early to have the conversation with the kids. In today's environment, it is important to have a conversation with your children about what is appropriate and inappropriate touching, because you take the child over to a friend's house for a birthday party. You know, you watch your child, but sometimes they're not watching them every second of every minute of every hour. It is important that they understand that if something happens that is inappropriate, that they come tell you, obviously. And so at 5 years old, I believe, if I can hearken back, I believe my kid, we had a conversation like that as soon as they started going over and visiting it. I believe we had, but it was age appropriate. But that's my decision. That is not the school board's decision.
And not every child is at the same level of,
yeah,
not understanding, but, you know, the maturity level.
They go on to say that the conversations that they will be having is, as you identify the body parts, they're going to have conversations about, should you be touched here or not? Mm. And goes on to say, if someone, this is very, very important. I want you to hear exactly what this is. This is a quote from Stephanie White, the chief health officer for the Chicago Public Schools. Quote, as you identify body parts, you talk about, should you be touched here or not? And if someone touches you and it's uncomfortable, you should tell a trusted adult. Do you see anything wrong with that sentence? What I just said. You see anything wrong with that?
There's a lot wrong with it.
Well, the first thing that pops into my head is when they say, if you are touched here and it's uncomfortable, you should tell a trusted adult. Does that mean, now, is this individual not being specific with their words, or are they meaning, if it's uncomfortable, you should tell somebody, but if it's comfortable, well, enjoy.
That's basically what I read out of it.
Well, that's what I read out of it, too. But I'll be honest with you. I have a very skeptical and conservative viewpoint, and I look for crap like this. Let's go to the phones. Thanks, Gary, for calling in. You're the first one of the day. What's up? What can we do for you?
Hey, on that, thanks for taking the call.
Sure.
As far as Chicago is concerned, is that their greatest health issue? I mean, shouldn't it be, like, how can I avoid lead poisoning?
By it being injected into your body at great speed?
Right, like 1,400 feet per second.
Yeah.
My gosh, that's crazy. You know, and I agree with you and Dale there. Leave it to the parents. But the parents, are they absent? Are they AWOL? Are they, you know, on Gilligan's Island someplace?
Gary, the honest answer to that question is yes. A lot of the parents, either they are not available to have this conversation, it's uncomfortable, they don't want to have the conversation, they don't know themselves, they don't care. There are so many. Now, that's not all parents, obviously, but there's a large segment of the student population who have a horrible, horrible home life.
You know, and look at maybe with Miley Cyrus giving the example, maybe the Chicago Board of Ed thinks they need to get in on this. But maybe she could work for El Brazera, hey?
Thank you, sir.
I've been thinking of a few advertisers for them.
Oh, for El Brazera?
Yeah.
All right. Like what?
Victoria's Secret and Fredericks of Hollywood.
Nice. Very
there
nice.
There you go.
Appreciate it, brother. Thank you very much. You know, shouldn't it be Snowden's secret? What if Snowden, the guy that leaked all the information from the NSA, what if he opened up a lingerie line? He called Snowden's secret.
Exactly. Nice. Well, I noticed I don't have kids, but sure. That I know of. But just kidding, by the way. But I do have nephews and nieces, and I do realize that they learn a lot more at school from their co-schooler, what do you call it, their classmates, than they should. And it's usually the wrong information, and it's usually not presented in the right light, and it's filthy. You know,
let's just be honest about this. Where did you learn to cuss?
From you?
No.
I'm just kidding. You went to school with me, so you know, I might have heard you on the playground or something.
Your parents didn't use the language that we used in middle school?
Mm-hmm.
Now, listen, I know there's about, I didn't cuss. Okay, good for you. I did. Okay? I was in middle school and high school, cussed like a sailor. All right?
I remember.
Where do you learn that? It wasn't from my dad did let a few interesting words fly, but later on as I was older. But I'm talking in grade school and so forth. My parents were very careful not to use adult language around me. So where did I learn it? I learned it at school. You learn a lot of stuff from your students and your friends and your colleagues. So yes, there's going to be a case where I'm not saying that the conversation doesn't need to happen. I'm very concerned about the source of the conversation. This comment about you should report it if it's uncomfortable, what that says to me is that it's not the touch that's inappropriate. It's whether or not it's uncomfortable and offends and bothers you, which is important. That is taking away from the truth of the situation.
Mm-hmm.
A child being touched, whether from another child or from an adult, is inappropriate, and that behavior needs to be addressed. It's not whether, you know, little Johnny liked it. It's the fact that it happened. And this is coming away from what I call absolute truths. And this is a great example. A child being touched is wrong. That is an absolute truth. There is no argument to it. It's wrong. Whether or not it was enjoyable or not is not an issue.
Yeah,
it's wrong.
The issue whether if it feels good, do it, or as long as it doesn't hurt anybody.
Exactly. What's good for you is good for you. It may not be good for me, but it's good for you. That is an inappropriate response. There is another aspect of this particular curriculum that we're going to get into after the break. They address what kind of home life do you have? And that also can be boiled down to right or wrong. It's not the school system's job. WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News. This is Feedback, 715-845-3811. 2155.
Wisconsin Morning News now. WSAU Feedback at 8 on AM 550, FM 99.9 WSAU.
Welcome back. It is Feedback 821. 715-845-2155 is the phone number if you'd like to be a part of the program. We're just kind of for this morning, right now, until you decide you call in and take over the show. We're talking about, kind of sex education that the Chicago public school system is instituting. That's not the issue, whether it's good or bad. That's not the problem I'm having with it. I'm having a problem with the age and the slant that is that's being taken. I think it's a good idea for the parents to have these conversations. I'm not really all that excited about the school system doing it.
Do you think it at any point in time in a student's career in grade school, middle school, high school, that sex education should be taught? And at what age do you think it should be taught? And what should be taught?
Let me see here. How old were we
when you learned about it on the playground?
Well, no. Oh. Listen, if that was the case, that was Mrs. Gandhi's nursery school.
Oh!
I listen, I'm going to... Okay, this is one of... You ready for the embarrassing moment? This is the embarrassing moment for my family.
You were born.
Just go ahead and... Thank you. That's, wow, that's... go ahead and turn the radio down. Is this it? I got in trouble when I was in nursery school. Me and my best friend, Teddy, at the time, we got caught behind the... there was like a playground area, a tree fort kind of thing. We got there. We were back there with Jennifer, and
today you would have been expelled.
Well, today at that time it was show me yours, I'll show you mine type of thing. Okay,
you asked Teddy that?
No.
Oh,
Teddy and I were asking Jennifer.
Okay.
Now what's hilarious is, and this is a true story. After nursery school, I never saw Teddy or Jennifer again until high school. Okay?
And they said, remember when?
We went to different grade schools. We went to different junior highs.
Remember when we...
And we... High school. And oddly enough, Jennifer was a cheerleader. Teddy was in the band. I'm in the band. I'm walking out of the band room, and I see... And I look at this guy, and I'm like, man, this guy looks really familiar. And I went up to him, and I said, I know this is going to sound stupid. I said, but you look really familiar to me. He goes... You do look to me, too. And we introduced him. He goes, oh, my gosh, I'm Ted. Ted Blubber. And I said, Teddy? He goes, well, Ted. Like, yeah. So then he goes, like, I want to introduce you to somebody. We walk over to this gorgeous young lady in a cheerleader outfit. He goes, this is Jennifer. I'm like, nice to see you again, Jennifer. You have changed since the last time I saw you. And, of course, we joked and we kidded around about it. And that is something that kids do, I guess. Okay. So the answer to your question, now that I've gone off down memory lane, the answer to the question is, at what time should there be full-on sex ed, health education, sex ed in school, and at what age should it be done? Was it middle school, junior high? It was either that or early, like the first year of high school.
Sixth or seventh grade, I think.
Think it was like seventh or eighth.
Yeah.
You know, something like that for me.
Wow, we didn't get anything until freshman year of high school.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's because today, down there we're a little more, you know.
Yeah, but in eighth grade we had naked swimming, so, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I don't... His swim coach made him swim naked.
No, not swim coach, gym. It was Phi Ed.
You know what?
It was everyone.
I was listening in the morning. You talked about that. That I remember that.
Yeah, that I believe there was a teacher that had an issue.
So we had that.
Boys Town.
We had that before we got proper sex education in school. So.
Tom, why don't you lay down on the couch and here, show us on the doll where the teacher abused you.
You could understand why very few people in those classes enjoy swimming these days.
Yeah, I wouldn't. That would have had a traumatic effect. But yeah.
Point to the Speedo on the doll and show us.
I think it is important that there be a thorough and clinical discussion about human functionality, about how the body works, et cetera, et cetera. I think that's a good part of education. The part of it that needs to be left to the parents, and it is the parents' responsibility to have this conversation, the part of it needs to be whether or not sex before marriage is appropriate or inappropriate, the conversation of love, the conversation of commitment, the conversation of making a decision about your future, because sex obviously isn't just for fun. There can be some interesting consequences. And what do you do about those consequences? The moral, the social implications of the behavior needs to be with the parents. The functionality of it, the clinical functionality of it, the dangers of diseases and so forth, and the results there. Yeah, I think that is an appropriate educational process in school. Which brings me very nicely, thank you, Tom, for the segue into the second part of the curriculum of the Chicago public school systems that I have a problem with. Students will also, as early as 5 years old, remember, students will also take a look at the different family structures that exist in today's society. Quote, whether that means there's two moms at home, everyone's home life is different. And we introduce the fact that we all have a diverse background.
Why would you need to even explore that avenue?
I understand that there is a concerted effort, and agreeably so, to cut down on bullying.
Mm-hmm.
Bullying is when some idiot kid decides that he's going to try to make himself or herself feel better about themselves by picking on somebody and hitting and bullying somebody who may have a difference. I understand that, and that when you have two mommies or two daddies at home, you're different, and that might be a source of bullying. So the attempt is to come in and say, it's okay, it's normal for that circumstance to be there. That's not an issue that you should bully them on. I understand it. I disagree with it. The vast majority of us do not feel that two mommies or two daddies is normal or right. I'm not going into the argument of whether you can be effective as a family and raise the child in a loving, caring, providing home. That's not the issue. The issue is it morally right or wrong?
So they're basically saying the reason why they're teaching that is to cut down on bullying?
They're saying they're cutting down. They want to make sure that the children understand that it's okay if there's two mommies or two daddies.
Corporal punishment cuts down on bullying, too. The paddle really stopped a lot. You know, when I was growing up, if I got picked on or, you know, I was doing something wrong in school, a little paddling, that set me straight.
This is a conversation, whether it's right or wrong, that conversation belongs at home with the parents, not in the school system. Okay? You, as a parent, have the right to raise your child your way. And if you feel that two mommies and two daddies or three llamas and a monkey or whatever it is that you want, if you feel that's normal, that's your child. You get to raise your child your way. But I get to raise my child my way. And I do not like having what I say being undermined by the school system.
And it confuses the child, too.
Yeah, it does. It does. And trust me, the little kids, their skulls are full of mush already. Brain damaged, most of them, until they're in their 40s. So there it is. That's the curriculum that's being presented by the Chicago Public School System. I think this is not an isolated situation. If it's happening in Chicago, give it a while. It's going to happen everywhere. It's going to happen here. And when that comes up, what are you going to do about it? What are we going to do to have our voices heard? If you don't like it, you got to stand up against it, and you got to stand up. It's like what I've said with this Common Core implementation. Common Core is coming. Common Core is being implemented. But it doesn't have to stay. It can be revoked. But the community, as a overwhelming majority, and together have to demand that it's done. WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News. Feedback. It's Open Phone Friday, 715-845-2155. Let me know what you want to talk about when we get back.
Wisconsin Morning News now. Rush Limbaugh at 11 on AM 550, FM 99.9 WSAU.